All right, ready?
I'm Meredith.
I'm Elise. And this is your 20s.
All right.
Hi!
Hi!
We're here!
What's going on?
Cheers, first cheers. Of all. Can we just cheers?
Okay.
That was the worst cheers of all time.
One I know.
More. One more.
My cup says we're in the Christmas spirit already. It's June. What's the date? June
12th?
The 12th. And we're celebrating. It's Be Merry. Cheers.
Be
joy.
Merry.
Mare. Yes. Merry.
We're celebrating.
And we're cheers, on everybody. A bed. So
this is our first bed podcast.
Yes.
Is today. So it's a very special day.
Yes. We're working with what we have.
Yes.
Also, there's a podcast out there. Have you? Parks and Rec. The guy, Ron, with big mustache,
yeah.
He likes meat. And then his crazy ex-wife, they're married in real life, and they have a podcast called, like, In Bed with their real names. I don't know what they are, but they literally do a podcast, like, but they're all laying undercovers, like, with their guests.
We should have done that.
Why have we never done this before? All.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of like this better.
I think the three of us could
like,
fit.
We have wine this time, just to set the scene. Just like last time we set the scene, this is the scene now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working with what we have. We've had some mic issues today. And we've worked with them, so we have little lav mics instead.
Yes.
And we're
all
working
is well.
All as well. So we all have our well. Cameras, we have a bed, we have wine.
So that's
we
really
we have friendship.
We have friendship and that's all that matters. But welcome to This Is Your 20s episode 18. This
holy
will be number
moly.
18.
Wow.
So
hey guys.
Yeah. I know it's a good number, but we're hoping to get up into the hundreds, so this is nothing. But today, Mary, do you want to introduce our guest?
Yes, today I've been waiting for this day for many a week,
oh.
many a month now. This is my best friend, Emily.
Oh,
I have
which camera?
Emily. I know, I'm trying to
pick one.
I'm just going to look at that one.
Okay.
And then that one's going to just catch my profile. All right, so you, everyone. Emily and I have known each other since we were
in kindergarten.
And then I think we became like buddies, like real buddies, when we were probably in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Party Wagon was the memory.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Party like Wagon cotillion was like, for like tiny people.
Did you ever have cotillion?
I have no idea what you're talking
oh,
about.
Good
it's
Lord.
Basically just like, it's so stupid. You learn etiquette, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you learn how to dance.
Dancing etiquette.
But we did Party Wagon
the waltz.
In fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I learned all of my basic ballroom dancing skills. That's why I was like...
killer.
I was slaying ballroom dancing because I learned in fifth grade how to do
wow.
the foxtrot and the cha-cha.
Yeah.
I could still do it for you, probably. We should.
Yeah.
Got to start young. I mean,
it was weird. It was so weird.
It was the source of all your anxiety, though.
Yeah.
Because the guys would stand up and come pick a girl to dance with.
You're kidding.
It was, no, it's the most old fashioned thing. So, like, 5 year old me, not five, but I'm sitting there, like, hoping to not be the last one that someone walks up to. I thought I would have nightmares about
it. No, it was terrible. And it was in a gym at a church in Madisonville, like, which is a couple of minutes down the road from here. Just a very random location.
We're in Cincinnati, by the way.
Yes. We have
Cincinnati.
Changed location. So Elise is visiting me now.
Yes.
But anyway, so we're in Madisonville, and they had the two instructors were married, but they were ancient. They had to have
That's
been, like, 85 years old.
I forgot
something
they were married.
Crazy.
They were,
and they were dancing.
Very old-fashioned.
They were very old-fashioned,
kind.
And we literally...
Sorry.
We
got
you.
A hair in the mic.
Important. And then they had these folding plastic chairs on each side of the gym. And they were like, all right, boys. There's always one girl that, like, didn't get picked or a couple
of
girls.
It was
sometimes really
it was
sad.
A boy, to be fair. But, like, either way, it's the, yeah.
See, they instill this, this in, at, as a young age and young woman, they instill that we have to be chosen by men. Ugh.
Fuck that.
Fuck
the patriarchy.
Fuck the patriarchy. See, now we have a trio.
For us.
Now we have a trio.
Okay.
No. That's stupid, though. But that's cool that you met there.
Yeah. So that was like, we would have little
yeah.
get-togethers with the girls in Indian Hill that were invited to Party Wagon because you had to be invited. Somehow you like...
Yes.
Some people were invited
somehow,
and some people weren't.
The elderly
so
couple
weird.
In charge knew your family out of prestigiousness. It was
it's
you got an invite
bizarre.
In the mail. You didn't know how it showed up in your mailbox.
Wow.
Yeah, it was odd.
And
so
then
you
people,
two go way back.
Oh, I knew Mare like when she had a bowl cut in kindergarten.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures.
Oh, Lord. It's a good one. So can we pan to a
way
picture?
Back. Yeah. I know. We need to insert. I'll send you one.
Right here.
Do a side by side. No, it's fine.
You can show one.
It's always
too.
My
I'll
fun fact. Me. Whenever anyone asks me in class, oh, do you have a fun fact? I'm always like, I had a bowl cut.
I had a bowl cut.
Mm-hmm. Because it's surprising to people because I have a lot of hair now.
Looked good as hell, too.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Very good.
And so you went also to high school together.
We went to high school.
Yeah, we were a part of.
Together.
We did. It was awesome. We were a part of the 13-year club. At our high school is what they called it. So if you're there, K through 12, we were both in that picture of everybody on graduation day that had been there for 13 years. It was crazy.
Nice.
I mean, I'm not even kidding when I think Emily's like one of the only, is the only person I still keep in contact with.
From our high school. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy how like your circle from high school gets so small? Like I thought I was going to be like best friends with my high school friends because they were my life in high school. Yeah. And now it's like a very select few, but they're still my ride or dies.
Circle close.
Right.
So. Well, I think there's like friends for different, like sometimes you're friends with someone for like the nostalgia of it and for because of the history,
that's
but then you
true.
Can be friends with college people for other reasons.
Yeah.
That's very
new
true.
Reasons.
It's funny how people come in and out your life, you know, when you need them most.
But I heard that if you are friends with someone for like 7 years or longer, then they're going to be in your life forever.
I've heard that too.
Like long
she sent me a text that said, I heard that if you're friends with someone for 7 years, like there's just no going back. Like we have to.
You're stuck with me.
So that's how I know Em. We've been through like literally everything together.
Cute.
Everything.
Yes. We got in some very interesting fights in high school.
Oh my gosh. We got to talk about it. I think
it's really funny now.
Oh,
I love
I
those
hope
stories.
It's funny.
She's like, is it funny? Okay, good.
No, yeah, I fucked up. It's me. It's my, I don't know. Maybe we both
were
did.
Both psychotic in high school. The
as one is.
In like seventh, I was in like eighth grade.
The long
for
of
sure.
the short is that I was mentally unstable.
We both
as most young females are.
That's really all you need
because
to know.
Because in high school, you don't know how to take care of yourself. You don't know what is going on up there. You just let every emotion happen.
Well, and it's that weird high school, like, you're my best friend, but I am jealous of you in every possible way. So let me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think
it happens, you know?
I had a friend like that, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you're almost, like, frenemies for, like, a period of time.
Yeah.
Right.
And now.
There were 2 years of my life that were entirely passive-aggressive, I think.
Yeah.
Me to my mom.
Oh,
me
yeah.
to my teachers, me to my friends.
Everyone goes through a passive aggressive phase.
Probably, for a little while.
I think we've also had that phase, which is a good thing. You have to have that phase, I feel like, for a real friendship.
You guys
to see if you get past that.
You lived together for how many years? I 4 years of college, I never kept the same roommates.
Yeah.
And I love them dearly. It's not like we had, like, you know, giant blowout fights or anything like that, but that's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Give and take.
We've literally, and at least, I mean, we've known each other since the first day of college.
Mm.
So it's
four years.
It's just a fucking journey. And my worlds are colliding. My two best friends in the whole world are
here. I'm so excited.
So
this is exciting.
This episode was supposed to be more about, like, you know, like post grad stuff, but it can also be about friendship, you know?
Yeah.
Which is awesome because obviously I met you through Meredith and we're all. Now close, like it's a cool thing. Friends are
we're
good.
We're gonna get wasted now.
Yeah, and where this is pre the pre game.
This is the pre game.
Pre game. Cheers. Okay, so Emily, where did you go to school?
I went to the University of Cincinnati,
and you graduated early.
I did. I graduated in December before like all my buddies in May.
Yes. Okay. And you were a psychology major.
Yes.
Okay.
I studied psychology and organizational leadership. Took me forever to land on that, though. I did the thing where you change your major, like, 6 times. So I went from neuroscience to nursing back to psychology.
No shame in that.
Yeah.
No shame. Did you love psychology? Are you, like, happy with that?
I loved it.
Good.
I joke with people that I got a degree in the fun stuff. I got a degree in, like, being human. And then I went out and got a job that I liked. That, you know, it pertains to everything, right? So,
yeah
it's very versatile. I've always loved psych. I took AP psych in high school. We had a really good psych teacher in high school who I loved. Mrs. Croston, Sarah Croston.
I think I have her, maybe.
She's the bomb. And I, like, it was the one class in high school that I filled up all of my notebooks with. And it was, like, I still have those. You can tell that, like, that was something
I really
enjoyed.
You loved it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That's where that like seed is planted in high school. Like,
yeah, it really was for me.
Right. And you didn't realize it until like later in college, but you still like found your passion.
I think that's cool that people typically end up going back to the like the very root thing that they didn't realize that they actually wanted to do.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
In high school. I don't know. I just find that interesting.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
So in terms of psych, I've known Emily for a while, so I understand. She's like my therapist.
Aww.
For real.
I don't have a degree in that,
but I try.
I try.
She would be a fabulous one.
Aww,
but in terms of, we have in here like some of your passions. Like, I know you have a passion for different aspects of psych. Can you explain that?
Ooh, good question. I think I can. Well, there's a lot about psych. There's a lot about psych that I enjoy, and there's several different aspects of it, right? Like, no shame in jumping right to the therapist thing, but that is the thing that everyone jumps to, right? Where there's, like, several different sectors of stuff.
Yeah.
Everything from, like, the anatomy of the brain, which I think is so, so cool. Like, your brain can, if you don't use a certain part of it on something, it can basically rewire itself to focus more on the things that you do every day. And, like, that, it's the craziest thing to me ever. Like,
really?
The anatomy of the brain and neurons in your brain, and, like, I'm a total nerd about all that fun stuff. But then there's also...
Really fast. That's super interesting. I didn't know that. And that just goes along with like the law of attraction and what you surround yourself with and who you surround yourself with becomes the person you are. And I'm a nerd about that stuff, but I didn't know what actually happened in your brain.
Yeah. Someone's going to call in and butcher me on like not getting the exact science right, but that's my dumbed down version of like what I first thought was so cool about it. Like, and the brain is, it's like the ocean, right? Like there's so much about it that we don't know yet just because like it hasn't been used yet. Wow. It really does adapt to, like, our human race as we adapt, which I think is really cool.
Wow.
I'm the nerdiest nerd about it. I think it's so cool.
I like when people's faces light up when you talk to them about something that they really like. Like, your face just lit up when you're talking about psych. Your face just lit up when you're talking about law of attraction.
Yeah. That's my shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, that's so cool, though. They go hand in hand.
It's cool. And so there's, like, that aspect of it. And then there's the aspect that's obviously very prevalent right now, which is mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And healthy relationships and bettering yourself, all of which, like, I'm very passionate about.
Yeah.
I think the only reason I would be half a good therapist, or you think I would, is because I've been going to therapy for 3 years, which has been the best thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find a therapist you really jive with, like, it's a crazy far-off thought to think that that used to be something that was, like, stigmatized or maybe still is, because it's the most beneficial thing ever. So I probably just regurgitate what my awesome therapist has told me and... Yeah, it's been really helpful, but psych's cool.
What do we say?
Normalize therapy. Say it with us.
Yes.
Normalize therapy. There it is.
Oh,
I knew exactly what you were going to say. I just knew.
You guys, I was so proud. Quick sidebar. My boyfriend, Kevin, of like, what?
Kev.
He's
a little
nugget. I haven't met him yet, but I've seen and heard of Kevin.
You'll love him, I think.
He's great.
It'll be good. he's the best. We've been dating for quite a while, and he called me today, actually, and was like, Em, I heard this great thing about couples therapy, and I'm starting to understand, I think, what you mean about it. And it was just really sweet. It was a good moment. I think we're normalizing it with Kev, too, which is fantastic.
Really
so
good.
I'm excited.
So you also go to couples therapy?
We don't.
Oh.
We don't. I've talked about how much it's helped me. And in the beginning of our relationship, I am your classic cliche trust issues girl. So for about a year of therapy, though there was nothing wrong with Kev, I was going to my therapist and talking about my relationship with Kev probably every time I was in there. And so I would always leave with, like, homework that I would share with Kev and talk to him about how good it was. I think he saw that and how it bettered me and our relationship. And he's just been really open-minded to it, which I think is cool.
Awesome.
We love men who are open-minded like
about talking about their feelings, right? Because guys are technically not supposed to talk about their feelings. It's not like
fragile,
a manly thing, whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He's a keeper.
He's a keeper.
Shout out Kev. Sat with us in Blush and Bubbly, which I'll take you to tomorrow.
Boutique.
Sat with us while we tried on clothes and drank mimosas and was just the biggest trooper.
A man.
Yeah.
What a man.
He's the best. Okay. So let's talk about, shifting gears slightly.
Yeah.
Because you graduated early.
I did.
You went into the workforce. Yes. You're living in your own place.
Mm-hmm.
And now things are different. Yeah. For all of us.
Because of a pandemic.
Because oh, boy.
A virus.
Yeah.
So, that was so weird. I'm so sorry. So, let's talk about where you're at now and what that transition looked like for you. And you can talk about, you know, how that was for you mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Well,
also jumping into the workforce before all of your friends, like while your friends were finishing up, like how was that transition? That's something I'm going through right now. And Mara's about to go through in September. Like it's kind of been a shit show for me, to be honest. And I'll explain my story with going into my new job, but I want to hear your take.
Yeah. You start with the job. Sorry. Just like
it's a very beautiful
kitchen
shit show.
Sink on you.
Start with
start
the job.
With the job. And then we'll go from there.
So what is my job?
Yeah.
So I was fortunate enough in college to land an internship with the Hershey Company.
Love Hershey.
Chocolate.
And they're like, I can't speak more highly of the company culture that they have cultivated. It's a really special place to be.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I knew, so I guess we've been talking about psych. I knew that I didn't want to go to like a ton of years of school to become a therapist. I'm really passionate about that, but like, the prospect of having someone's life in my hands was daunting to me. So I didn't go that route. There's a research route of things that I also thought wouldn't fit me perfectly. And so I went the route of business. I wanted to land a job in business. And Hershey gave me an interview out of God's will or the goodness of their heart or something. And I landed an interview with them in their category strategy and insights team. They're Kroger teams. They have an office here that's a Hershey satellite office because Kroger, the grocer, is located in Cincinnati.
Okay.
So yeah, it was analyzing a lot of data about our sales and analyzing like consumer behavior, in order to, you know, yes, make the Hershey Company more money, but also like we call them create more moments of goodness for our community and give the people what they want. So it was cool. I got to like be introduced to this entirely new industry and a lot of business terminology and stuff that I had some catching up to do in, but also utilize what I had learned with psych. Mm-hmm. Long story short, sorry.
Didn't you say though that when you got the interview, it was you were like in the lobby and you were the only female?
I was.
You're telling me that story where like there were a bunch of other guys around you who had more of that like research background.
I was. It was, at UC.
It was like a badass moment, you know.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it was
and
cool.
You got the job.
It was cool. Yeah. And I was proud of, you know, to Hershey's credit, they did hire two of us women, which was phenomenal. But yeah, there was, I kind of forgot that I had told you that, but I did. There was, now that I think back on it, I was in the waiting room and it was a bunch of dudes I didn't recognize that were like heavily versed in data analytics and stuff like that. So I think, it just goes to show too that like you guys are communications majors, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And psych, I think, not to knock data analytics at all, but ours maybe give you a more broad skill set where if you're confident in it and if you use it right, you know, it can land you where you need to be. Those skills are really valuable because anyone can learn Microsoft Excel, right?
Right.
Like if you try hard enough, which took me a little while.
YouTube University.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, so to Hershey's credit, they gave me that opportunity. I was surrounded by some really phenomenal people that groomed me really well. And then I was fortunate enough to be brought on full time into a sales position for them, which if you had asked me 2 years ago if I would go into sales, I would have
hell no.
laughed at you. What starting my job did for me was teach me that like you're not done learning. Learning doesn't stop when you graduate school. Like college is this 4-year experience, 3 for some, whatever, that, you know, teaches you that everything builds up to this moment of getting a job and then you're set for the rest of your life. And like, we are all just figuring it out as we go. So it was a nice reminder of that for me. Yeah. And that learning is continuous and that like, really, it was a good reminder that like the best days of my life are not in the past.
Yeah.
Like all of my, one thing that a lot of my friends who have not begun their full-time jobs yet say is like, well, I'm just going to enjoy this last summer of like being a free human and like, you know, credit to that. Like mm-hmm. that's phenomenal. And, you know, total respect to that and going at your pace. But what I say to those people is like, you have so much to look forward to. It's not a dread to go into work. And, you know, we all maybe have to pay our dues with where we're at as we begin in the workforce. But, and I understand that, but you know, you're going to find a place where you're excited about, you know, continuous learning and developing yourself and your skills. Mm-hmm. And it's been really gratifying and really cool.
That makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
Because we just graduated. But also, I think, like, the concept that you talk about, you never stop learning. I think a lot of that is, like, a credit to you that you chose, like, not to stop learning. Because I do think that a lot of people, once they graduate, just are kind of like, oh, well, this is my job now. And this is my life now. And a lot of people just settle, you know. And, you know, sometimes you have to. There's circumstances in life that, you know, whatever. But I think it's important that, like, clearly you took the initiative to say, like, oh, no, I'm not done learning. You know, like, I graduated. Mm-hmm. So what? I have the degree. But that doesn't stop me now.
Mm-hmm. So it's that drive to want to get better.
Yeah.
And so, now that's the thing is now it's on you. Like, after graduation, you're not forced to go to these lectures and learn. And, like, it's on you. You have to read. You have to grow. You have to get better and, you know, shift your mindset constantly. And find out how to learn in within your job and stuff like that. Yeah. And that's how you get promoted too. That's how you do well in any job, is just keep improving and showing them that you are hungry for it, you know? And that goes for anything. Like, I'm also in a sales job now. So I started at Blue Raven Solar. I sell solar panels to homes. Yeah. It's awesome. It's cool. I like it. But it is a hustle job. Like, I have to go and get the sales, which is, like, very up my alley. I love it. Yeah. That, you know, I just love that drive. But I also have to prove myself every day if I want to get paid. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to continue to learn about solar and about the company and how to sell to people and how to make it look attractive to other people. And I'm still learning. I'm only like a month in, but it's a process for sure. And I was so frustrated. I am a little
frustrated.
Bit
frustrated. Say frustrated.
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 There you go.
Same thing. Sorry, I was so frustrated. Frustrated. There's an R.
Yeah.
Oh,
frustrated.
I was so frustrated with all of it because I wasn't getting it for like 2 or 3 weeks, and that seems like not a long time, but I'm the type of person.
It's a short window to get
yourself. I know, right? I'm too hard on myself, but I like wanted to get it, and I always want to be like the best, and I'm very impatient with that type of stuff. But, you know, like I said last episode, we're working on that. Anyway, I was just so upset. Like, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm not getting it. No one's like, I went door to door for one day.
That's hard.
Door to door is like so hard. I don't know how people do that.
That's like you're putting yourself in an extremely vulnerable position.
Yeah. Like, and I hate feeling vulnerable. Like, I didn't like feeling annoying. And I'm like, I'm not an annoying person. Like, you know, I felt annoying, but I was like, you know what? Like, this is a great learning experience. Mm-hmm. And if anything I get from this, it's a learning experience.
Yeah.
And that's just how you have to look at every challenge you go through in the workforce and in your personal life and relationships in your early 20s. Like, just learn from everything, you know?
So. Well, and also, I just look at, like, the internships I've had of, like, the women who are up there in the company. I remember last summer I had my internship at, like, Ace Hardware, and their corporate headquarters. I wasn't, like, just working at a hardware store.
Hammering stuff out.
Everyone literally thought, we're like, oh, you're, like, selling hammers. I was like, yeah, you know me. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
Handy Meredith.
Yeah, I'm not a handy gal. Not
really. Handy gal.
Handy gal.
Mary's not a handy gal.
I don't do that. Let me just skirt. I'm sweating.
It's hot in here. Drinking rosé.
Anyway, so the woman who was, she was the chief marketing officer for the entire corporation. And she was a bad bitch. And she went to Cornell and she was super educated. And she had talked about how she just, like, she started like everyone else where she was just like, I'm just kind of figuring this shit out as I go. And, like, hopefully it works out and blah, blah, blah. But clearly you can, like, separate the people. And you can just see that in the way people present themselves, too.
Yeah.
Are you willing to, like, be open-minded and learn from people and take every person that you meet as, like, a little stepping stone in your journey? Or are you just going to be, like, clocking in and clocking out?
Right.
That's the difference, I think, in understanding the 9-to-5 life. Because so many people are like, oh, 9-to-5 job. And, like, you should be so lucky that
I don't
so many people would be so lucky that they have – Elise.
Normalize armpit hair, okay? Let's say it together.
No, I'm kidding.
No. Anyway.
But you can tell, you know, when people are like, oh, my 9-to-5 job, you know. And, like, it doesn't work for everyone. But a lot of people would be so lucky to have a 9-to-5 job. Just depends on the mindset you take
right.
with you. Whatever.
And
you
that's also really important that you said mindset, because that's also something I'm working mindset. On. Like, obviously, Meredith and I want to do this podcast full time, but that shit takes time, all right? We're not going to get there when I want it. And I have to do this job because I need money.
Yeah.
And I got to pay off these student loans because I'm in the hole, which we're also going to have an episode on that coming up about student loans and money and all of that, because they don't tell you this shit before you sign up for college, but that's for a different day.
No.
But where was I going with that? Oh yeah.
Mindset.
It's just like, I know that I have so much time to do what I want to do, and we're aware of what we want to do. And we have that drive, we have that hunger, and that's the most important thing.
We know
thing.
What the end goal is.
Right. We have that vision, and we're still working at that every day. But this is temporary, and we're learning from where we're at.
Well, and sometimes you have to hustle on the side, doing things that, you know, might not be exactly what you envisioned doing.
Right.
To get where you want to be, to really do something. I don't know.
Part of the problem.
Yeah. We live in a very, like,
so hot. I'm
passionate...
Sorry.
We live in a very passionate
it's sound like a
era.
That's just us moving on the bed, all right, listeners.
ASMR.
I'm just going to rip a new one.
Okay. Edit that out.
Anyway.
I'm sweating.
You were saying something really passionate generation.
We live in a very, like, we live in a very passionate world.
We
in
do.
A passionate.
Are you drunk?
I am. I had to put that down. In a very passionate era, I think, and a generation that's very passionate about stuff.
I agree.
And not to take away from that at all, right? But, like, I would be in high school talking about pursuing theater or something,
mm-hmm.
and my parents, I used to yell at them for, like, dimming that light for me is what I felt like it was, but really they were just teaching me that, like, everyone does have to hustle a little bit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Like, in the first, I love my job right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like I hit the jackpot on my team and the company. But in the first month of my job, month or two, I went home to my mom and was like, I have depression, I think. And I'm not kidding. I'm taken from the psych major. I swear. That's not to belittle anyone's experience. It's not to belittle what the chemical imbalance is that is depression.
You recognize
that. But I was, like, really in a place where I was, like, I did not see, like, end goals because I had been so, like, kind of reversed back to, like, learning a whole new skill set and then the very beginning of something. And I just didn't understand what it was for or what I was working toward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
you didn't see
and
the
I was
bigger
exhausted.
Picture. Yep.
And going back to, like, your initial question of what that was like to be the person that was, like, sort of ahead of my friends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went home to – so I stayed in my campus housing through May. So I was with a bunch of my friends, phenomenal people, great influences, but, like, they were just on a very different schedule than I was. I came home physically exhausted. I'm on my feet all day.
Yeah.
Learning new stuff, which was hard.
Yeah.
Mentally, just
right now I'm in that stage.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted every day.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I thought something was wrong with me. I was, like, I really felt like something was really wrong. My mom was like, no, you're just getting used to this. Like, So, I think that mindset's really important to cultivate well, continuous learning,
mm-hmm.
the hustle of things. Like, mm-hmm. just keep that in mind. And it's not said, like, to be daunting in any way, but it's just, I think we're talking about it so that it's like, hey, we all go through that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? And if you're starting a new job, like, be patient with it. Like, you may hate it at first. Like, I didn't give myself a lot of time, like I said, but I'm just now getting in the groove of things. I'm liking it a lot more. It's not like I hated it in the beginning. I just hated that I didn't know things, and I was behind I felt behind from my coworkers.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a lot of time to, like, figure everything out, but just be patient with yourself and, you know, like, rest when you need to rest. Like, you don't have to live a crazy life. Like, do what's best for you. If you're exhausted, like, listen to your body, and you don't have to, you know, if you're a workout person, you don't have to get those workouts in when you're starting a new job because, yeah. like, give yourself credit. You're starting a new job. Like, yeah. you have a job. Even if you have a job right now with this pandemic and everything,
yeah,
like, that's a blessing.
Yeah. And
I've realized that, too. So, like, Meredith, you want to talk about your...
Yeah, I mean, and I'm in a different boat right now. So I was supposed to start my job. It was supposed to be last week, like, June 8th. Yeah. And so... I was like, you know, coming home from moving home from college in March. And I was like, oh, it's okay. You know, it's 3 months. By the time this 3 months is over, I kept saying to myself, I'm going to be so ready to go to work. I was trying to look at like the glass half full type thing all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, it's going to be great. You know, I'm going to have 3 months of rest and I'm just going to be like ready to hit the ground running. And then I found out that my job got pushed back to the end of September with everything going on with COVID. And I had these plans to move out, you know. I mean, I wanted to move out quicker. Yeah. I wanted to just, like, I was ready to launch. And I still have that, like, itching feeling of, like, oh, my God. Like, I just need to be independent, like, yeah. fully independent. And then it was moved back to the end of September. And I was like, oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a lot of months. Like, and it still is. I'm like... oh, I'm getting closer. And I'm like, I literally have 4 or 5 months left until I actually start my like 9-to-5 job. Fortunately, I am nannying part-time for a family that's been so awesome. And I've been doing that since I got home from college.
What's that thing?
College.
Oh, right. Man. We did that. Yeah, we did that. Forgot about that.
Yeah, I literally forgot about it. I had that, and that's been in place, and that's been really nice because it feels like I've kind of just reverted back, because taking care of children is an important job, but I think that, like, for me, like, babysitting and nannying was kind of always synonymous with, like, being in high school.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, familiar.
Really,
it's good.
Yeah. And it doesn't really feel like I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but it doesn't really feel like a job to me. I think I've just been so ingrained with, like, the concept of a job equaling, like, corporate America. And so I was just kind of like, this doesn't really feel like, you know, I'm doing any work. But, and then I decided I got, like, another part-time gig, big gig. It's actually a small gig. Doing childcare at a church, working with, like, little kids there, which has been, I had my first day, which has been so great. I literally had my first day yesterday.
It's a good first day. That's great.
I feel like being around kids, though, would just be really nice during this
time. It's very refreshing. And I really feel blessed right now. Like, I really do, because regardless of what's been going on, my parents have been very supportive, and I've been able to sign a lease with my sister. We're moving out in a few weeks. I'll still be able to get my own place, still be able to have that independence. Yeah. And then I had the opportunity to take on, like, a third job, and I was like, you know, I could use the money for sure, but also, is that really going to be beneficial during this time where I am looking at it as, like, a purposeful time of rest before I jump into things? And I'm choosing to look at it this way, because I've been so ingrained with, like, especially with college tennis, just constantly being like, go, go, go. And if I'm not going, it's like, what's going on? And like, it's been really nice. I've set myself into a new routine where I'm choosing kind of how to spend my days, surrounded by my work schedule. That's and it's nice. Been really great. My mental health has been better than ever. And I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Important to know. So
take note. Yeah.
For me, it's been hard at moments. Like, today has just been
crazy.
A shit show of a day, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's been like, I really think it's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited. And then I keep telling myself, by the end of September, I'm going to be even more ready to get going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And so we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's funny because I always thought of, like, when I was a freshman in college, I always thought that the seniors had it all figured out. I was always like, looked up to the seniors.
Oh, yeah.
Especially like in our sorority, because you're with those girls, like you live in a house with those girls, and they just seemed so much older and wiser. And then we were seniors, and I was like, whoa. Like, yeah. I didn't feel like...
People how looking up to me. That's weird.
I know. Yeah. Which was cool, and I hope that people looked up to us. But
yeah,
it just went to show that, like, even the seniors who I thought had it all figured out and, you know, were going and had all these plans after graduation, like, yeah. Some of them I still keep up with on, like, Instagram and stuff, and, like, some are, you know, living their best life and killing it. And but I know that there was some baggage with that. Now I know that, yeah. Like, even yeah. after graduation, like, no one really, really has a plan. And if that plan changes, like, that's okay. Yeah. And that's the whole point yeah. of this
and
episode.
And I think, like, also, like, how you respond to your plans not going the way you think is also a testament to the character that you have.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely. Super important. And, like, everyone's like, oh, you got to get ready for the real world. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm in it now. And we're in the middle of an economic crisis. And no one has jobs. And I'm suddenly finding myself at the... It's so crazy how this has shifted. The beginning of the year, everyone was frantically searching for a job. You remember this.
Yeah.
Everyone was
yeah.
like, oh.
I was what? Not. Oh, gosh, can I just yeah. say, I did not give a fuck about a job.
Honestly,
at that time.
For you, though.
No, but Meredith was like, are you searching? I was like, no, haven't really checked. And Meredith was like, oh, I have like 60 I'm looking at right now. Like, literally, like, always on her laptop. And I was like, oh, shit, am I behind? Like, I was stressing about it.
But like, it just goes to show. I mean, and like, people would be like, oh, I have an interview here. And everyone was talking about it and comparing to each other. And then it's just the perfect, like, I personally think my faith says it's God being like, yeah. LOL.
Right.
Because I've always heard the quote that, like, God laughs when you make plans or something.
Yeah.
Because it's never the plan that you, like, want for yourself.
Yeah.
But I just think it's hysterical that we're all frantically searching, wondering, oh, my God, our life's going to end if we don't find a job. This is terrible. Oh, my God. Like, I'm not going to be with it. And then all of us are just like, oh, God, thank God I graduated. You
yeah.
know, like, by the end of the semester, yeah. we're all like, oh, my
we
God.
We made it. That's
thank
all that
God.
Matters.
You know, now no one was like, everyone was like, oh, yeah, I don't have a job. And no one was like, oh, what's wrong with you? Everyone was like, I don't either, dude.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's,
cheers.
Like, right. And it's how you respond to life. Like, that is the real world to me.
Yeah.
You know, I think people think real world synonymous with, like, your desk job and, like, finally, you know, starting your adult life. I think this right here is yeah. a perfect way to, like, get yourself into the world, you know? This is...
Yeah.
If this is how it starts and we can get through this, I think we'll be fine.
Right.
Moving forward.
Right.
Which is good. It's a blessing in disguise. For
yeah,
sure.
We're... Knock on wood. No,
yeah.
but...
Yeah, right. No, I'm with you.
Be not patient with your first job. Be patient with yourself.
Yes.
Be patient with the whole process of graduating and
yeah.
going into the real world. Like,
it's also
not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. And I think, like, you bring up a good point too about comparison and stuff, because I've also noticed for me, and, you know, I've been very blessed and fortunate as well. Like I said, I'm working, and so I haven't been hit with some of the, like, financial implications of what's been going on. But I've sort of noticed that, like, you know, we were all worried about everyone's mental health when this happened.
Mm.
And still are. But for me, I get that too. Like, a little bit of my self-esteem feels really great right now because I haven't been watching everyone on Instagram doing cooler shit than me for, like,
yeah.
months.
And we actually...
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a very leveling...
It's humbling.
It's a very equalizing...
moment.
Experience yeah. that we all had to endure together.
Your response to we had an Instagram story that was like, what have you learned from quarantine? And your
yeah.
response
yeah.
really
yeah.
hit us. And we actually talked yeah. about that in the episode
yeah.
we recorded. So number 17,
yeah.
we talked about it. And your response was really interesting because that's true. Like, you even saw celebrities who had to be home, stay at home,
yeah.
and, like,
right.
not living this luxurious life that they always put on social media. And it was kind of like a break, like, it brought back humanity to social media.
I swear to God, it brought back humanity to so many situations.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
it brought back humanity to, like, how we treat our environment, too. I mean,
yeah.
you've seen the break that we've given our Earth. Like, I keep That's calling true. It my reset button because I really do think that this is such
yeah.
a unique, special experience that I don't know if I'll ever experience again in my lifetime.
Right.
And obviously, I've always, for the most part, I'm a glass half full person, so... I understand for some people
yeah.
it's hard to, like, see it that way, especially, you know, I'm very blessed with my circumstances at the moment and, you know, got great family taking care of me. But you have to cling to what is good. I mean, you have to, like, look at how our Earth is responding. Look at how people are just being people again and like
and creating art. Creating a lot of that has happened.
People are like have nothing else to do but create and follow their passions. And you know, our life isn't just work, make money, come home, do the same thing. It's like we're pausing, and like everyone seems to be very introspective lately.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Which I think is contributing to a realization of how important mental health is. Mm-hmm. I do think there are so many good things coming from this. Mm-hmm. I can only hope that those good things continue when all of this goes back to normal.
Right. That's a good point.
And I think there will be a new normal. Like
I hope.
I really do think, because people had that time to just chill at home, like with their family. Maybe they found a new respect and love for their family members, or maybe they found a new, you know, passion, or found a new way to like let go of some of the stress that corporate America has put on them. I don't know. I hope they did, but I think that this has definitely changed a lot.
And I have to, like, if I may, this is therapist me coming out. Like, therapist me. Got a lot. Big shoes to fill. But I think, like, it's not also just about, like, you make a really good point about being a glass half full person. And we, like, we really value people that are glass half full people. There's a lot of value in that. And you need it for your own sanity and stuff like that. Mm. But I guess I want to just also make the point that, like, not only are we not comparing ourselves right now to people that are doing better than us, seemingly, or usually do better than us, I think it's also been, like, you have the right to, I always make this joke, like, there are people less fortunate who don't have the access to food that I do all the time. Mm-hmm. I still don't fucking like Brussels sprouts. Yeah. Okay. So, like, I think, and for your own, now listen, that might not be, like, the most humane, fantastic, you know, sensitive thing I've ever said, but I think it's also important to be, like, sometimes it's hard to be like, well, at least I am breathing oxygen today. Right. Like, you also need to cut yourself the slack of, like,
feeling like shit.
It was a shit show of a day today.
Yeah.
And I have a job and I'm very fortunate, but also, like, this has sucked. Like, you know, I'm allowed to be a weenie about my friends leaving college and me being sad for, like, a couple of days, and then you move on, and you also greatly value the things that you do have access to and have been blessed by. But I think, you know, like, mental health is also, it's not just being glass half full half the time, which is, like, this has taught me that, too. Like, yes, I'm very fortunate. I don't mean to sound insensitive. But everyone has to do a little bit of selfish, like,
pity. You have to throw yourself a pity party.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Every Tuesday.
No, I think
every Tuesday.
I think what mental health is being able to be okay with the moments where you're, like,
not okay.
I'm not fucking cool with any of this.
Right.
Yeah.
And I am depressed. And yes, I may have more than the next person beside me, but that doesn't mean that my problems don't matter right now.
Right.
And then also having days where you're like, okay, am I just being a pussy? Am I having a bad moment? Or am I having a bad life? Yeah. Like, let's check myself right now. And I do that a lot, too. I'm like, you're having a shit day. A couple of things, inconvenient things have happened.
Yeah.
You can wallow in your self-pity, or do you want to do something else? And being okay saying, like, oh, no, today I'm going to wallow in my self-pity.
Facts. Being with, like, a family-sized bag of Cheetos.
Yeah,
exactly. Mine. And then other days being like, get your ass up and go do something to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
Because you know you have the tools to do it. So I think mental health is exactly that, striking a balance between being okay with where you're at and then also knowing when it's time to, like, kick yourself in the ass a little bit and be like, you know.
You got it. You got it.
You're going.
Yeah, that's been a good lesson during quarantine, because we didn't really have – we had school – but we also, like, barely. And so there were some days where I'm like, I'm not going to do shit today. And I'm not going to beat myself up about it.
No.
And I'm not going to be upset about it. And I'm going to eat whatever I want. And I'm going to love it. And then tomorrow we'll see what happens. Yeah. Like, you know, like, you need that reminder that it's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to have it all figured out. That's how I felt through college. And that's still okay, even though I'm an adult now and we're adulting.
Adults.
Like, you don't have it all together.
I think the whole concept of adulting is a farce.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's a little scam.
It's like, no one knows what the fuck they're doing. Right. I will say that till the day I die.
Yep.
I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But it's how you choose to, like, conquer each day. It's the mindset that you choose at the beginning of the morning and try to instill for the rest of the day. And you can only take it day by day.
And it doesn't
especially
even...
during this time.
It doesn't even matter how old you are, too, because I always thought, you know, like, oh, once I'm in my late 20s, I'll have this figured out, blah, blah, blah. But I know a lot of people in their late 20s who still don't know what's going on, but they're happy and they have great people in their life and they're, you know, living day by day and they've learned a bunch of lessons about mental health and how to take care of themselves. Doesn't mean they have it figured out like maybe they want it figured out, but they're okay with where they're at.
Yeah.
And then I've also met people in their 40s who still don't have it all together and like maybe they have kids now or whatever, but it's just like life is this beautiful, beautiful journey and you have to enjoy where you are at every moment of it.
Yeah. Also, you know? I think as we're wrapping up our thoughts here, because I feel like we're bouncing off of each other.
Yes.
I feel like what this thing has taught me is that you can't wait for a certain moment to like be happy. You know, there's like always that joke on Twitter that's like, once I lose 10 pounds and have a job and get my mental health in order and blah, 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 it's over for you bitches. It's like, okay, well, true.
Let's unpack that.
I think what I've learned is that I've had days where it's like, this is the worst day ever. And then I've had days where I'm like, you know, this is actually not that bad. And I've learned that I always thought, you know, like when I move out and when I, you know, like start my own family and when I lose this and when I get here, then I'll be happy. Then it'll be good. Then I'll feel settled. And even when you're there, it's never going to be It's never going to be enough. In human nature, it's never going to be enough. Yeah.
And you said this last episode too, which is like just so important. Like keep your mind reminding yourself that like if you're not happy where you're at right now, maybe you started a new job and you hate it. You know, one, like we said before on this episode, be gentle with yourself and give yourself patience and time. But also recognize that this is a journey, you know, like this is not. You're not, you can't wait to be happy. You have to find the happiness with the struggle and find the lessons in the struggle.
Yeah, definitely. And you said you make your own weather, right? I really like that. Yeah. You do make your own weather.
My dad taught me that.
I want to make a disclaimer that is not to say that like there aren't circumstances in life that are just too hard to get through without the support of everyone around you. Because I've definitely been there before where you can't find the good in it. And you just can't. Like your health is just not allowing you to.
Yeah.
That is different than what we're talking about now. What we're talking about is just the day-to-day, the grind of life, you know? If you are feeling like, oh my God, I can't do any of this anymore, then you're probably in a different situation. And that's not us saying like, get it together. Like,
right.
You know, what is wrong with you?
Not just a bad day.
Yeah, it's not.
We had the psych major on the podcast and she told us to get our fucking shit together.
So like, recognize that. No. We hope that you recognize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all going to be okay, all right?
It's all good.
Cheers.
Baby.
I don't have any left, but cheers.
Oh, no! That's bad luck or something.
No, but you, I mean, nerds. You got to catch up. Anyway.
I'm burning out. Wasted.
Yeah, we're about to go out for the first time in a long time.
Guys, what are my notes? Do I have anything left?
Oh, yeah.
Anything else you want to give to the fans?
I'm a note taker.
With your wisdom.
What would your, like, last and best final piece of advice be?
Oh, gosh.
So that's, like, kind of a weighted question.
I think on that for four
seconds. Like,
am I allowed to edit that?
Because we already have what you learned in quarantine that, like, you... I love that you don't have to, no one's comparing themselves to each other anymore.
Yeah.
I think that has been so refreshing.
That is a great thing.
But I'm trying to think what else.
Advice. Oh no.
It can be silly.
What's my advice? All right. Well, I hope I articulate this right. But I think there are like, you don't necessarily have to, like, be black or white about what you think and stuff. Like, there are a lot of things going on in maybe our personal lives, in our country right now, that are very polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, there are always two sides to things, is what I have done a lot of learning recently. And it's not even really about one being, like, glass half full or one being glass half empty. It's just that, like, I can take this and look at it and appreciate it at several different angles and then take what I need to take for my mindset that day out of my situation. So, like, like I mentioned, like being starting my job while being in college was like, on one hand, very stressful and felt very, very lonely. Like when I came home, like no one understood that I was like exhausted.
Yeah.
But it was also really cool because I got to be like a pioneer for some of my buddies and I had money in a college setting, which was pretty fun.
Right.
And then like being at home now, I'm living at home and working a full-time job, which is like tough.
Switch.
Yeah. Because I think what the cool part of going from high school to college, right, is that like now you're in this environment where you're like, I get to choose what I do with my Friday and yeah. if I see this person again, or like I get to choose when I go out and when I come home and when I fucking do my own laundry.
Yeah.
And now I'm back at home and I could look at it like, you know, my mom yells at me for being late to dinner and I didn't mean to be late. I just am not used to someone telling me when to eat.
Right.
Or I could look at it like, you know, I know me and my personality, and I know when I'm 40 years old, I'm going to be so nostalgic about this time mm-hmm. that we all slowed down and spent together in this house. And neither one of those is a bad viewpoint, right? It's just like, I have both, and let me learn from both.
Right.
Did I articulate that right?
No, no, that was really good.
I'm trying to build a more well-rounded perspective on things, I guess. Yeah.
I appreciate that so much because I think everything going on in our world right now, like you said, is so polarizing, and I've been having conversations with, you know, my parents who are on other ends of spectrums on things in terms of political yeah. shit and, you know, whatever.
I get that.
Having those conversations is frustrating and hard and doesn't seem like I even want to have them in the first place. But I kept preaching to my mom, everything has nuance to it, you know? I mean, yeah. mm-hmm. yes, there are black and white, there is clear right and wrong in a lot of these situations. But within those sides of the spectrum are nuances. Yeah. And nuance is important. And like yeah. what you're describing is being able to have a nuanced approach to what we're going through now. Mm-hmm. Where you're taking it day by day, taking what mm-hmm. you need for that day. You don't mm-hmm. have to be like staunch in one corner. Like, you're allowed to change. I think people really struggle with the fact that you're allowed to change your yeah. mind. You're allowed yes. to like be kind of still learning and not right with everyone. Like,
you're allowed to find like, out new information
okay.
and be right. like, oh
yeah,
like right. you know,
you're right. allowed to be educated. You're yeah. allowed to change your viewpoint on, you know, political. It doesn't matter how old you are. I think that right. whole like, oh well, he's a boomer, yeah, he's gonna change his mind. Well, try to change his mind. Like, why right. not? You know, yeah. I mean, I think that's, I don't want to get into, like, obviously the details of everything because that's just a completely separate conversation. Ugh. But I think the point is listening, educating yourself, being introspective with yourself.
Yeah.
In every facet of your life, you know?
Yeah.
yeah.
Even I mean, in, like, the everyday with your family. I think that just shows that it's such a... It's
see
such
the good,
a thing,
yeah.
You know, yeah. It's a whole process.
Rather than just seeing yeah. my viewpoint versus their viewpoint, right versus wrong, just seeing
yeah.
my viewpoint plus their viewpoint,
yeah,
right
yeah.
plus wrong,
yeah,
right.
That's
or
genius.
Right plus, oh, interesting point. Maybe I should take
maybe
that
that's
in,
right,
and,
yeah,
right, and incorporate it in the way I'm looking at things right
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
I just think that's important.
I think if everyone had that mindset, this world would be a lot different.
I'm biased, but I think so too.
All right, like I think yeah. a lot of people would benefit from having that mindset.
Yeah,
yeah.
So being great. Introspective.
Yeah,
theme
introspective.
Of the day, I like that
yeah.
too. Being introspective.
Introspective. Take care of yourself.
That's great parting words.
Drinking,
great
yeah.
parting
yeah.
words.
Drinking
get
like,
wasted.
Like, let me
be introspective and get wasted.
That's all you need.
This is your 20s. All right. So with that, thank you all for listening.
Yes.
I'm sorry if this audio is not the best quality. We are on a bed. So
yeah, we're on a bed.
We are on a bed.
There are dogs barking outside.
So. It's okay. And if you're listening still, you are a ride or die. So we
yes,
love you no matter what.
Much.
So we have a lot of new episodes coming and great topics because we finally are able to plan ahead
yeah.
because we know kind of what's coming with the country
yeah.
and the pandemic and things are opening up. So things are looking up and we're so excited to get cracking, get rolling
yeah.
with all this again. So thank you for being our first guest since the mm-hmm. pandemic.
I know.
Wait,
oh,
really?
Yeah, you're our first guest.
Our last episode was just us two.
Yep.
So you're our
I
first...
didn't miss it, right? The last one has,
no,
like,
hasn't come
it
out.
Just
yeah,
post or is it?
Okay,
right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
cool.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Having me.
Yeah,
cool.
thanks for listening. You know, follow us on all the things.
Yes.
Instagram, this is your .20s. Twitter, this is your _20s. Email us at thisisyour20s@gmail.com. Get in touch with us. Let us know.
Thisisyour20s.com also has every link to all of our socials. If you're like, whoa, I can't remember it.
Yes.
Just remember thisisyour20s.com, and then that's all you need to.
That's all you need to know. Anyway.
I'm such a dad. It's unbelievable.
Dad jokes.
The amount of jokes that are just spewing out of my mouth. Like, they aren't even my own brain, and I'm just being exposed to my father. Okay, just cut all of
them. Oh! Skirt, skirt! All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So, Candy Meredith.
So yeah, we're going to say our little saying, true, and then say, this is your 20s with us.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. You may not have your shit figured out,
but that's okay.
This is your 20s! We will see you next week.